As George Wallace presumably left the governor's office in 1978, he seemed to be faded to the sunset. Fob James took the reins of Alabama state government in January of 1979. Fob's inauguration was a somewhat strange event, as Alabama's used to a Wallace being sworn in as governor every 4th January since 1963. It had been 20 years since someone other than George or Lurline Wallace had taken the oath of office on the steps of the Capitol, where Jefferson Davis had been sworn in as president of the Confederacy. Fob's quixotic journey and inauguration seemed out of place. It was, as his slogan said, a new beginning. Having never served or ever been around state government, Fob was clueless as to how to be governor. It was analogous to taking Bill Baxter or Albert Brewer and putting them in charge of Fob's Opelika ballmill factory. He stumbled out of the gate and quickly made enemies and developed a nickname, Fumbling Fob, which he supposedly had earned early at Auburn. Fob had a dismal 4-year term. It seemed folks were tying this new type of businessman, novice governor. Fob sensed his unpopularity and decided not to run for a second term. It was assumed when Wallace left the governor's mansion in 1978, he would never return to what had become his home. Most people figured Wallace never owned a private residence because the state's governor's mansion had been his home for so long. Fob chose not to live there because it was not good enough for him, which Alabamians resented. Wallace decided that if Fob was not going to use the mansion, well, he'd just move back in. After all, he'd already been equipped for his wheelchair before he left. Wallace assumed his name was on the deed, and one of the many papers he signed was his homestead exemption. So in 1982, old George Wallace ran for governor and won, making it his 5th term. It's very doubtful anyone will ever come close to this record in Alabama politics. The most illuminating and amazing story behind Wallace's historic 1982 victory was that he won because of the black vote. The majority of black voters in Alabama voted for George Wallace and elected him governor for his last term. His victory over Lieutenant Governor George McMillan was razor thin. When the votes were tallied, it was obvious Wallace had won because of the amazing turnout of African Americans supporting him. Earlier in the year, Wallace went to the historic black church on Dexter Avenue, just down from the Capitol, and tearfully and genuinely asked for forgiveness for his past racism. Black folks forgave him and made him their governor. He in turn rewarded them. No Alabama governor before or since has worked as hard to make black Alabamians a part of state government. Wallace was incapacitated quite a bit during his last term. The medication for the bullet wounds made him prematurely senile and out of touch. There was no way he could have run for a 6th term. I was there in 1986 when Wallace sat in the old house chamber and tearfully said, "I bid you a fond adieu." It was fitting that he had closed out his career in that old house chamber where he had begun his legendary political career 40 years earlier. It was in 1946 that he arrived as a freshman legislator from Barber County. As 1986 ended, it was his last hurrah. Thank y'all for listening.